Every company is only creating more digital media files in order to stay relevant. So how does a company find, use, and reuse those digital media files when they need them? The answer is metadata. And the solution is MyDamnServices.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to My Damn Services. My Damn Services, the most efficient way to free up your digital asset management professionals and grow your business. My name is Frank DiCarlo, and the man online and co-founding with me is Henrik de Geer.
Hello.
Today, Henrik and I are going to speak on what is commonly used in the damn community, the word governance, which means all the damn reasons why My Damn Services can help you with governance, along with all the other ways we complement your business and support the digital asset management professionals and managers. Digital Asset Management DAM is comprehensive software that safely stores, organizes, and shares digital media files like photos and videos. In our 40 plus years of experience, Henrik and I bring a wealth of knowledge to many phases and aspects of your DAM journey, and we're here to help. So let's get right into it. Henrik, do you want to start us off? Speak a little bit on the distinction and importance of governance in any DAM initiative?
Sure. Thanks, Frank. Governance is about maintaining order for the use of digital asset management systems and for its users. You don't want one user group limiting the use of your DAM for another user group unintentionally. By using some rules, practices, and processes to manage the DAM system, we can maintain that order instead of chaos so that all user groups can find the assets that they need, know if they can use them, and the DAM can continue growing with accountability. That governance is often left up to digital asset management professionals and sometimes a group of stakeholders that review challenges to the existing governance, since things change constantly in the real world and at every stage of your DAM. Having documented policies for your DAM governance is a good start. Making them widely available to all users and actually using the governance is even better. The best is doing all of this and reviewing your governance as often as necessary so the governance remains relevant and becomes an adopted standard for your DAM. Frank?
Yeah. Yeah. Companies' content is growing as much as 80% each year now. And with that growth comes more to organize, more to keep track of, making available to everybody that needs to utilize it, and on and on. In other words, creative content continues in a world where content is king. And it's a challenge that rears its ugly head, and how to keep track of possibly what is unstructured data. You know, if content is being created and not being entered in a way where users can find what they need, a series of steps or planning needs to be documented. It needs to be taught, needs to be followed. And that process is practicing good governance. As an example, a very first step of governance could be acquiring a digital asset management system, right? Putting together an RFP, sending it out to vendors, the evaluation, awarding the project, et cetera. At the same time, another example could be corralling the existing content, you know, centralizing all of that to make it available for your new DAM. You know, there's a server in Chicago that has a great deal of content. Some is on Mary's desktop, an agency hard drive, on and on. That would be a form of governance and how to begin to organize and create and maintain the way in which that is entered and put into it, an asset management system. The examples go on and on. Good metadata, good taxonomy. I think you get the idea. You know, so governance is the action or manner of governing, having authority to conduct the actions and organization of people and process. So there are a lot of forms of different governances. And in keeping it simple, you may already begin to see how important it is to just keep revisiting, adjusting, and updating those policies and that support for what's best for your users and your DAM initiatives. So we hope you found that a little informative. If you haven't already, take a look at the other videos we have available and let us know if there's anything or some ways in which we can help support you in your DAM journey.
Who applies metadata to your digital media assets? Find out how My Damn Services can help your company by visiting mydamservices.com and schedule a call with us today.